A good example, Dave, and you and I had this conversation about a year, year and a half ago. But a good example is, I'll stop at Caroline County. I fly right over Myrtle Beach. But because of the difference in price, okay, and what Larry's point is, if people fly over us instead of stopping because of that quarter cents a gallon more, and they stop in Jersey, that's not only affecting Garrett's business, but that's affecting the county from the flowage fee. And it's only because of that tax, which they could get back, maybe they don't, but they're actually hurting themselves because less people stop.
Right.
And Larry's point is very valid. You know, you talk to any pilot, airnav.com, and it'll even plot cheapest route, shortest route, and
cheapest fuel.
If that tax went away and Garrett could suddenly overnight charge 23 cents a gallon less for fuel, I think your flowage that the county collects would go up dramatically.
Or he can continue to charge 23 cents and keep it as profit.
He could.
Because he knows there's already people out there that'll pay it.
That's but true.
I know. The great majority of people knows what the fuel cost is in the area.
Thanks for your belief in my ethics. I appreciate it.
But just to let people, you know, pay what you're charging. Recently pay $8.75 a gallon for ag gas at BWI.
Okay. Well, since we're still on my agenda item here, can I make a suggestion that somebody make a motion for the committee to forward the opinion to the county council?
Well, we add the agenda for next month that we
or add it to that and come up with.
That's what I was going to ask. Is let's add it to next month, because you're looking at a June. Next June is when, you know, it would probably take place.
January.
You think January?
Well, the legislative session.
Yeah.
Next June is over.
Well, let's make a let me hear a motion from somebody to have the committee draft up a
I'll make a motion that this committee draft a letter directed to the county council requesting that they advocate to the state assembly to eliminate the road tax on avgas, the refundable road tax on avgas.
Can I add one part to that?
You certainly may amend that.
We go through to the county council through the administrator's office so that we have an ambassador go to the council with it.
Absolutely. I'll second
that. In the bylaws, it says the committee advises the council.
We are through the administrator's office.
But you have the direct ear of the county council, and say, I mean, listen,
it doesn't matter. We'll get it to you. We understand.
Jim is a good point. Jim is a member of the committee, of this committee. Remember this committee. You're right. We're appointed to report directly to the county council. Okay. Mr. County Councilman.
He'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. It's hard to write down when you write up things. Good idea. That's it.
Okay.
I'm in favor. 100%.
Did I get a second on that?
I did.
You got one.
We're trying to get you some more business, dude.
All right. Jim, we're ready to move on to the next topic.
Did you vote?
Vote.
Aye.
I always forget that part. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody opposed say nay. So be it.
Getting back to the minimum standards. We left off with the FBO is going to have insurance as directed in the appendix on insurance, which will be Appendix A, and we'll get to that when we get all done with all the individual things.
Did we settle on 8 hours?
I think we did. Was there 8 hours?
I don't think there's any opposition in that.
Okay. The next type of operator that I'd like to talk about is flight training. And this is separate from the individual flight instructors that are out here instructing people in an airplane that's not their own, because that's covered in the rules and regulations, and there is no standards for them at all. So somebody that has an airplane and wants to offer flight instruction, what do I tell them when they come to me and say, I want to start operating my flight school at Sussex County Airport? And we can go down through these list of questions, and from last time, remember, these are questions that I've gotten out of different sources, and then some other airports' minimum standards, how they